piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. As you always say, Greg, there's only two or three elements to cooking, particularly baking.
Uh-huh.
And one of them, of course, is air.
Air is it. We have the heat of the oven. We have earth, air, fire, water, the ancient elements of the Greek. But in terms of baking, air is so important.
And what's the apotheosis of air?
Pastries.
Yes.
Wet doughs that depend upon the air beaten into them,
uh-huh,
and also contributed by eggs that just cause them to rise to magnificent heights in the oven without any help from chemical leavening.
Uh-huh.
And that would, of course, be potashu or cream puff dough.
Yes. It's actually a very simple process.
You start out by bringing to a boil some water and butter in a saucepan. And when it's at a rolling boil, you can add some salt or sugar, depending if this is going to be a dessert or a savory.
Mm-hmm.
Dump in a quantity of flour. Stir it very rapidly with a wooden spoon, and you cook it over medium heat to drive off a lot of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Keep cooking for 2 or 3 minutes until the paste, the panade, starts to film the bottom and sides of the saucepan. Then you take the pan off the heat. You let the panade cool a little bit, and then you start beating in eggs, one at a time. And at first, it looks like scrambled awfulness. But continued beating makes it really, 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 really smooth.
Vigorous beat.
Until finally, you've added enough egg. The batter behaves in a certain way, meaning that when you lift your wooden spoon up completely out of the batter kind of hangs off the spoon a couple of inches and comes to a point. You've developed the gluten in the flour.
One little moment of clarity.
During that final egg, after you've beaten that final egg in at least a minute, and then you lift that spoon up or that wooden spatula, and it's only that 2 inches of batter that dropped down. It's still attached to the spatula, but it comes to a point about 2 inches below it.
It's a spoon, not a whisk, folks.
No, it's a spoon. You can't do it with a whisk. And then you bake it, and that's potashu. It is the most incredible thing. If you want to do something savory, then you can add cheese to it, bake a bunch of cheese puffs, or bake cheese puffs, and then you can cut them in half. You can fill them with an artichoke dip or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can bake them as big puffs for dessert and then fill them with whipped cream. What got us started on this, John, was your discovery of how great whipped cream is.
Yes.
Which, of course, I think we all know. But the minute you said whipped cream, I thought, oh, my God, cream puff.
Yes.
That is the perfect filling. You've got this lovely crispy shell,
yes,
of dough that has an air cavity in it.
Yes.
You whip up this cream. You can flavor it with vanilla, maybe even some liquor, a little bit of sugar,
mm-hmm,
and you fill that,
yes,
capacity and put the lid on,
yes,
dust it with powdered sugar,
folks,
and then just make a pig of yourself eating this. It's,
yes,
absolutely thrilling.
It explodes. It isn't the most delicate thing to approach in a certain way.
It's like,
wow,
eating a mango. They say you should really eat a mango in a bathtub. You could be dainty. You could be genteel. You could sit at a table with a knife and a fork and eat your cream puff. But that's like eating a Snickers bar with a knife and a fork. You know,
nobody,
why would you want to do that?
Nobody does that.
No. You just pick it up and you chomp.
I think what is the most striking thing about this is basically how utterly simple it is. The ingredients are simple. You can't make a mistake.
As long as you follow the instructions.
Yeah.
You can use a high gluten flour. You could,
uh-huh,
use bread flour, or you could use unbleached all-purpose flour. I always use an organic flour.
Uh-huh.
Organic, yeah, all-purpose, unbleached, or organic bread. If you want a recipe, not only the recipe, but step-by-step photographs for making the potashu and how it should look after it's beaten enough,
mm-hmm,
and comparing the size of a blob of raw potashu with a baked puff to see how amazingly this thing just increases in volume, then just go to thebakingwizard.com,
yes,
click on archives, click under either potashu or cream puffs.
The interesting thing about it is it keeps well.
It keeps well and can be reheated.
Mm-hmm.
When I say keeps well, as long as you don't fill it.
Yes.
Whenever you fill
the
a cream puff,
itself,
I would not do it more than, say, an hour ahead of time. If they need any refreshing in the oven for Christmas, pop the shells right back in the oven 350 for just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let them cool down, which would only take about 10 minutes or so, and then you can fill them and then serve them within an hour.
isn't it possible, if you've refrigerated the dough, to rewarm it?
Yes, you can make the pot of choux dough ahead of time, and then you can rewarm it over low heat,
very low.
Stir it gently, and get it to where it's warm, and then bake it.
Mm-hmm.
The puff will be greater if the dough has heat in it.
I'll tell you, the results and the potential there is so fabulous that only the imagination can do more than that. After you go to the website,
make a comment. Make the pot of choux. Leave me a comment. Tell me how you liked it.
Yes.
And tell me if you do things differently. I'd love to hear from you.
And come back next week for
The Food Guys. La da 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 da